society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls.
Yes, indeed.
I've got big balls.
Back on downtown, there's a reason for this. The competition show Wipeout is back. Airing on TBS, hosted by John Cena and is Nicole Byers, right?
Yes.
And, man, it's a whole lot of fun, as always, trying to dodge those, well, big balls. So earlier today, Carrie had a chance to talk with the executive producer of the show, Matt Kunitz.
As fans of Wipeout are likely already aware, the Obstacle Course Game Show is back. It premiered on TBS April 1st to some great ratings. The final episode of its first run aired back in 2014, but as fans of the show know, it's continued to be extremely popular viewing online ever since. Matt, how much did that online fan base weigh into doing this new revival?
I think the online fan base is 100% responsible for our return. We had a very popular Facebook page that back in the day had 6 million fans. And when we went off the air, those fans didn't leave and End Them All, which is the studio behind the show, wisely kept feeding Beast. You know, they kept putting clips up, and those clips would get millions and millions of hits. So the show really never went away. And people consume television in a very different way now than they did, you know, when we left the air in 2014. So seeing it online for many people was, you know, was satisfying. And but I knew this show is going to come back. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And fortunately, TBS wisely made the decision to pull the trigger.
Now, one of the other things, along with the Facebook page, is sort of the compilation value. Videos on YouTube have just got incredible amounts of views.
That's true. And those compilations are made by fans. And so we sort of set a policy. No, I'm not going to say it's a policy. We sort of had an unwritten rule, which was, you know, we don't want people posting entire episodes of our show. But if they take the time to make fun compilations and they want to put those up, we don't go after those, and in the past have not taken them down. And that has, as you pointed out, those have become quite popular, and it kept the show alive. And so, you know, when we came back, I think that, yes, there was nostalgia for the show, but there was also still a large group of people that were like, you know, this is a show I've never stopped watching.
Now, there are new commentators. John Cena, Nicole Byers are the commentators of the show. Incredible chemistry between them. How long did it take you to find the right hosts for this new season of the show?
So we knew from day one that top of our list was John Cena and Nicole Byer. But we thought we had no chance of getting them. We thought John Cena is going to be too big of a star and too busy. Because he's now, you know, he went from doing the WWE to movies, but, you know, now he's in Fast and Furious and Suicide Squad. And so we looked at his schedule and it looked like it would be impossible. And then Nicole Byer was on Netflix, and she had a deal at Netflix, which, you know, when you have a show on a network, they can kind of control what other shows you can or can't do. We lucked out with John. John said, look, I really want to do this. I love the show, and we'll figure out, you know, I will figure out the few days that we need to make this happen. It's more than a few days, but, you know, let him think that at the beginning, and then it's like, oh, it's a couple more days. And, you know, so we got it all. We worked it out with him. And then the great thing with Nicole is that Brandon Rieg is the executive at Netflix. He was the original executive back in the day at ABC on Wipeout. So he has a soft spot for Wipeout, and I'm good friends with him, and our executive at TBS, Corey Henson, is also friends with Brandon. So we were able to just sort of make a friendly arrangement, which never happens in our business, you know, where it was like, hey, Brandon, you know, we love her. She's great. We just need her for a few days of our filming. Is there any way you can let us do it? And because he loves Wipeout, and, you know, that's part of his history too, he allowed it. And so it all just came together. And then you need someone in the field, and we found Camille, and she's just like, she's perfect. She's bubbly. She's beautiful. She's smart. She the most important thing for that field person is don't take yourself too serious. You know, be able to have fun, try everything that they're doing, because all these contestants come in doing weird things. You know, I'm a hot sauce, you know, I make hot sauce. Okay, she's going to just try it. You know, I do parkour. She'll try it. I juggle. She'll try it. And not be embarrassed to do that. And that, that makes her great, because I always say that the audience lives vicariously through the contestants that they see on the screen. And so for, you know, for these hosts to be introducing them to us, that's really part of what makes the show so great.
And you can tell the hosts are having a great time doing the show.
Yeah. You know, I always know when I'm shooting a show where the crew is enjoying themselves and the host, I have a hit, because it is work. I know people think, oh, that's, you know, you guys are out there having fun, but you know, it can be 30 degrees in the morning or 110 degrees in the afternoon, but the crew is still loving it. And when we're testing a new challenge and 50 people come around the tank and we have to remind everybody that it's COVID and spread out and you need to go back to work, you know, I actually like that, because I know that it's working, that these guys that have been doing this show for 10 years are still enjoying it.
We're talking with Matt Kunitz, a creator and executive producer of Wipeout, now airing on TBS. The course, it's been largely redesigned, but those iconic big red balls are still there. What's the course design process like on Wipeout?
So we start off with just a couple creative guys that they usually go off on a trip somewhere. So right now we're designing what we hope will be season two, and they literally have taken a trip to Texas. They're in a Winnebago, and they just go out into the middle of nowhere, and they just get creative, and they throw ideas at each other. One of them is an artist, and so he'll draw them up, and then they share all their art with me, and half of it I go, what are you guys thinking? The other half is usually brilliant. And then we share it with the studio that has to approve it, and the network. So this morning, because we're hoping for a season two, this morning the network will be we'll have our second meeting with the network on what the new course will be. Fingers crossed, the ratings have been fantastic, so hopefully we will be having a season two. And then it gets into a very technical stage that's kind of boring, but people don't think about, like, we have to, you know, there's hydraulics and pistons and what type of foam is under there. It's not just a bunch of pillows wrapped in vinyl, you know, it's we're using medical grade foam in order to make the hits incredibly hard, but yet not hurt someone.
Yeah, that's a delicate balance, I would imagine. One other big change is that this new version, the commentators are now on the field. You know, they're part of, in John and Nicole's case, they're part of the course. How has that changed the dynamic of the show?
That is the single most best thing we've ever done on the show. I wish that they could be there every day. So they're in the Wipeout Zone, live in the Wipeout Zone, which are the last two acts of the show. And we're looking for ways, should we get a season two, we're looking for ways to get them out there more. Because the interaction is totally real. There is no script at that point. So they're just there. They're really watching it. They're really reacting. And it just makes it so much more fun as a viewer to have them there. And then we also designed it so that the contestants, as they're about to finish the ultimate, you know, finale part of the course, they're 8 feet away from the contestants. The hosts are 8 feet away. So they're literally screaming and yelling. And we designed the booth to allow them to sort of walk back and forth so that they could actually follow along with the contestant as they're finishing the course. And, you know, that motivation that they're giving to the contestants has been fantastic. It's really boosted the contestants. And then to have that one-on-one interaction when they win or lose, it's just something we've never had before, and I love it.
Yeah, and it really brings the viewer right into the action,
which is our goal. And we do that with all, you know, with all the cameras that we use, and to make you feel like you're a part of it. We use these, you know, special 360 degree GoPros, and we're now using drones so that we can just get right down there and you feel like you're running this course. And hopefully you're sitting at home, you know, like as people are up on, you know, a high beam, you're getting that tingly sensation. And when they're, you know, when they drop in the water, you're holding your breath. And, you know, I want the viewer to have that vicarious thrill watching this show.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to more and more seasons of Wipeout.
Thank you. Every Thursday on TBS.